Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, writes the column in the news on Mondays. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Key governor posts a shakeup in at least two of them. Tell us more.
Yeah, the governor is going into his 60th year, and he's making some changes at the top. His communications director, Melissa DeRosa, is going to now be his chief of staff. She's been one of his closest advisors in recent years, so now she's been elevated. Most interesting, though, is that the governor has poached one of the key staffers from the Senate Republicans, a guy named Robert Mojica, who's the chief of staff for the Senate Republicans. He's now going to be the governor's budget director. He's very well regarded. He's been close to the governor. He's dealt with him personally for years now, and now he's going to go work for him, which is a blow for the Senate Republicans and a pretty good pickup for the governor.
Speaking of Republicans, there's the headline in your column, bogus $1 million gift. Dems charge Bruno's donation to GOP violates limit.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Under law, any candidate who has a campaign committee can transfer as much as he wants to another political committee. Joe Bruno, who was the former Senate Majority Leader, had donated, really cleared out his campaign account. He's been out of office for 8 years now, and he gave the Senate Republicans $1 million donation. Senate Democrats are saying, yeah, by law, you know, a campaign account can do that, except for one thing. He's not a candidate anymore. They're saying that Bruno should be subject to the same restrictions as anyone else, which would be $109,000. So they're saying he over-donated by $900,000. So they filed a formal complaint with the State Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Officer, who will have to rule whether this is a legal donation or whether it's going to have to be returned by the Senate Republicans.
We've certainly heard issues with the State Board of Elections, Ken.
Yes. And this is going straight to the Chief Enforcement Officer. This is a position that the governor pushed for to create. It's supposed to be independent, who will investigate it and then make a recommendation to the board. Problem is, the board is split between two Democrats and two Republicans, and very rarely does anything because of that. We'll see how they rule on this.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us as he does each Monday. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.
You can find out more at nydailynews.com.